The original research study entitled Unequal Access to Diagnosis of Myalgic Encephalomyelitis in England was authored by Sams and Ponting from the University of Edinburgh in the UK. It was published in BMC Public Health in April 2025. Evidence about prevalence and barriers to diagnosis of ME/CFS helps to inform policy decisions. For individuals, accurate, timely diagnosis informs symptom management and treatment. However, prevalence estimates vary greatly, and people with ME/CFS report diagnostic delays. This study seeks to determine prevalence and investigate factors influencing the diagnosis of ME/CFS in England. National Health Service Hospital Episode Statistics data, collected between April 1989 and October 2023, were analyzed to stratify individuals in England diagnosed with ME/CFS using ICD-10 code G93.3 post-viral fatigue syndrome by age, gender, ethnicity, level of deprivation, a measure of social and economic disadvantage, general practice, and NHS England Integrated Care Board. Prevalence of the study population diagnosed with ME/CFS was 0.16%. Of these, 0.25% were female and 0.065% male, ratio 3.88 to 1. Prevalence varied by age, peaking at about 50 years for females and over a decade later for males. Prevalence varied by ethnicity, with white prevalence 4.9-fold higher than other than white prevalence, 0.24% and 0.49%, respectively. This pattern was also seen when analyzed by gender, deprivation in ICBs, and was more pronounced compared to other common diseases. ME/CFS prevalence varied 1.5-fold by level of deprivation and was lowest for those living in the three most deprived areas. The study found diagnosis of ME/CFS was disproportionately low for older females, 60 years, and males, 80 years, other than white ethnic groups, and people living in and GP practices located in areas of greater deprivation. Improved estimates of prevalence enable more accurate assessment of the burden imposed by ME/CFS to underpin policy decisions. To estimate the prevalence within the UK of people diagnosed with ME/CFS, the authors used the findings from the English population data. Based on several assumptions, including minimal barriers to diagnosis, the authors estimate the 2023 UK lifetime prevalence of ME/CFS to be approximately 0.60% overall, 0.92% for females, and 0.25% for males. The authors suggested that deficits in ME/CFS diagnosis across groups could be addressed by prioritizing improved practitioner training and research into diagnostic tests.